Foothills and Beyond, and at kzfr.org. Stay tuned for the Dr. Zen. And speaking of stay tuned, here I am, Ken Logan. I'm a family practitioner here in Chico, California, and I do this show called the Dr. Zen the third Thursday of every month from 6 to 7 in the evening. And I will be telling you that the opinions voiced on this program don't necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers. I would also tell you that the opinions on this show that you're going to hear today, which I'll tell you about in a minute, are my opinions, and again, not anybody else's opinions. I also want you to know that your opinions mean something to me. If you disagree with what I say about the subject I'm going to talk about, I would like to hear from you. Now, I will not be looking at my email today during today's show, but I will be looking at my email after that, and I'm going to give you my email address. And I would like to hear from you if you have questions about what I'm going to talk about today, or if you have subjects that you would like me to cover on the Dr. Zen, medical or health-related subjects or guests within the realm of health or medicine that you would like to have me accompany on the show and interview on the show, I would like to know that. So here is my email address. You can email me at K, that's the letter K, K Logan, and Logan is L-O-G-A-N. So klogan.md@yahoo.com. That's klogan.md@yahoo.com. Underwriters are, the document is made possible by you, the listener, and your generous contributions to KZFR. And by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Deborah Lucero and Friends of the Arts have been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture, producing community festivals and events, including Artoberfest, the True North Tour, the NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn more about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And by CSU Chico Continuing Education and the Open University Program. Open University can open doors to new educational and career opportunities, letting you take Chico State classes on a space available basis without being admitted. For more information, call 898-6105. That's 898-6105. Or visit rce.csuchico.edu. That's rce.csuchico.edu. Well, today, the subject that I'm going to cover, I'm not going to have a guest today. I'm the guest today. The subject that I'm going to cover is something that a subject that there is a lot of information floating around in the media about this subject. And it happens to be a subject that I have been interested in for many years. And the subject is diabetes. And you say, oh, no, not diabetes. I don't want to hear about diabetes. But please stay tuned and listen, because I'm gonna answer some questions. And there are some things that come up when I talk to patients about diabetes, or when I talk to people in general about diabetes. There are some issues and some details and some ideas that are wide and varied. And I'm going to tell you that, unfortunately, the media education and your ideas and the ideas of what to do about it, etc., relative to diabetes are skewed. And I use the word tainted. And they're tainted, I'm telling you, they're tainted by the for-profit pharmaceutical companies and supplies, medical supplies companies that are in this country. And so not only is the information tainted that you get in the media relative to diabetes, but also the information that healthcare providers get about diabetes is tainted, and it's tainted by those for-profit companies as well. I'm just saying, that's a fact. I'll probably tell you more about how they are tainted in a few minutes. And they also, of course, when there's a subject such as diabetes, you get lots of advice and information from friends and family. And you get information again from the media, such as social media, now that we have that, Facebook, etc., from different people, I suspect, but also the information that is present on television. It's basically pharmaceutical company-based information that is present on television. It's not thorough. It's not big picture oriented at all. And then, of course, other media such as magazines and other things that the pharmaceutical companies put forth to tell you bits and pieces about diabetes. Before I start on this subject, here's some questions. This is kind of a prologue to my show today. And I want you to listen to this, please. These are some questions, and they are questions that I will do my best to answer from my point of view on the show today. Okay, here it is. Here's some questions that I'm going to answer. Diabetes, what is it? And then next, diabetes, why care about the subject at all? And can I get diabetes sometime in my life, somehow? Can I catch it from somebody else? Can I get it because of something I do or have done to myself? And the subject of what is sugar? And is sugar evil? What are carbohydrates? And what are different kinds or categories of carbohydrates? And should that even matter to me or you, any of us as the general public? And what does the word hormone mean? And what is insulin? And does insulin come in a pill form? Does the word diabetes mean the same thing to all people who use the word diabetes? Does the word diabetes mean the same thing to all healthcare professionals who use the word? And I want you to know this. How do healthcare professionals even learn about diabetes? What role, here's the biggie, what role does money, M-O-N-E-Y, money, play in the whole entire subject of diabetes from the realm of information sharing and learning for you and for me as a healthcare professional to the realm of treatment? What role does money play? And what kind of role does it play? And then finally, is there a specific part of a diabetes-related game plan that should be common knowledge for all of us? And if so, what's that consist of? So, again, the issue about diabetes that floats around in the media, involves some terminology and words, and so what I'm going to start with are some definitions, of words that have to do in the realm of diabetes. So, what is diabetes? The real term is diabetes mellitus, or DM. Some people abbreviate it, and that's a condition that revolves around the issue of glucose in the bloodstream. Glucose, another word for glucose, is dextrose. It's a simple sugar. sugar. It is a sugar. It's a single molecule sugar. Sugars are sometimes, here's a definition, sometimes the word saccharide is used to say sugar. All kinds of sugars are saccharides. Well, glucose is a monosaccharide. It's just a simple molecule, one molecule thing called dextrose or glucose. There are other sugars. Sugar such as table sugar is two simple sugars hooked together, fructose and glucose. Fructose is a simple sugar that comes from natural products such as fruit. They all work the same in the body. And then the word carbohydrates. What are carbohydrates? Carbohydrates is a term that has to do with all sugar and sugars. And in the idea of carbohydrates is that sugar, single molecules of sugar, are like glucose and dextrose. And fructose and fruit are simple carbohydrates, single molecule carbohydrates. Well, all the other carbohydrates are chains of these molecules, molecule to molecule to molecule, hooked, glucose to glucose to glucose, or in other simple sugars, hooked together to form larger chains of sugar. And the term for that is carbohydrates, or more complex carbohydrates. So sugar itself, glucose, is a simple carbohydrate. Chains of glucose are called more complex carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are, or therefore sugar and carbohydrates, are found in products that we eat, such as potatoes, fruits, grains, such as wheat, rice, and corn, and some in beans of all kinds, bean products of all kinds, and some in milk. I'm gonna talk a little more about glucose right now, because glucose, I want us all to be on the same page of the importance of glucose in the body. Now, glucose is a sugar, and therefore that question of is sugar, what is sugar, and is it evil? Well, I've told you what sugar is. It's glucose or other simple sugars or carbohydrates as chains of sugar. And is it needed, or is it evil? Is it bad, or is it good? Well, I wouldn't say it's bad or good. I'm not going to use that term. I'm going to say it's essential, though. Glucose is essential in our lives, in our bodies. We have it, and we're alive. We don't have it in our bodies, and we're not alive. All the cells of the body, be they muscle cells, brain cells, skin cells, all cells of the body require glucose, because glucose is where energy to do the work of the cell comes from. Every cell of the body needs glucose in order to be alive and function. Glucose is carried to all of the cells of the body in our bloodstream. Therefore, glucose in the bloodstream is what we're really talking about when you talk about diabetes. Diabetes means that there's an abnormality in the metabolism of glucose or carbohydrates and glucose in the body. And therefore, that metabolism problem, which there are a variety of causes, but nonetheless, when diabetes occurs, it means that the blood sugar level is too high. So that means there is a normal range of glucose in the bloodstream. And by normal range, physicians and people in the medical and health world have decided over eons what the normal range or the level of sugar within the bloodstream should be. Now, there are guy and the person needs to be treated in a certain way, which I'll get to in a few minutes, to bring that level down towards the normal or into the normal range. Before we talk about the different types of diabetes and what they consist of and what needs to be done for those people, and if you may or may not be at risk for diabetes yourself, or if you have diabetes yourself, what kinds of things are important for you to keep in mind to help yourself via. But before we go there, there's something that's important for all of us to know when we're talking about blood sugar and glucose. In other words, glucose in the bloodstream. Here's an important fact, and that is where it comes from. How does glucose get into the bloodstream? Well, and you'd say, well, who cares? Well, you care because if there are abnormalities in the level of glucose in your bloodstream, in other words, if it's higher than it should be, or if you're at risk for it to be higher than it should be, you need to know how it got there, how it happens that the blood sugar is elevated in you. So blood sugar gets into the, glucose or sugar gets into the bloodstream in two different ways, two different places it comes from. And this is important to know. One, glucose comes from food, and specifically it's carbohydrates, or it's the simple sugar that we eat, fruit that we eat, other carbohydrates, the grain products, breads, pastas, potatoes, some in milk, some in bean products. That is the source relative to food. Protein and fat in our eating, such as in meats, cheeses, egg products, eggs and egg products, they do not have, essentially, do not have carbohydrate in them. They are fat and protein. Fat and protein, when we eat them, such as meats, fish, cheeses, egg products, do not go into the bloodstream as carbohydrates. In my thinking, and I would advise your thinking, I would think of them to not be related to carbohydrates. Now, there's a little back doorway that they can play a role long-term in carbohydrates, and that's the second for us all to be on the same page about. Where the second source for all of us that glucose enters our bloodstream from, and that's from our livers. Our liver has many jobs. One of the jobs that is critical for us to stay, for us to have our liver do for us so that we stay alive, is to put glucose in our bloodstream. Glucose is, remember, needed for energy for all the cells of the body to work. All the cells of the body to work need glucose. And it gets there through those cells from glucose in the bloodstream. Well, we're not eating carbohydrates every minute of our life. We're eating carbohydrates. When we eat carbohydrates, it's a very finite amount of time of our 24-hour day. However, for our 24-hour day, all the time of our life, glucose is coming from our liver. Our liver, again, has many jobs. Well, one of them is to make sure we have glucose all the time so we stay alive, so all the cells continue to have that energy they need to work. In those of us who do not have glucose metabolism problems and therefore do not have diabetes, our liver maintains our glucose level in our bloodstream appropriately. In other words, within a normal, what we consider a normal range. If the liver is not working correctly, which can happen in certain types of diabetes, which I'll talk about in a minute, if the liver's production of glucose is abnormal because of diabetes, glucose in the bloodstream comes from two sources. One is carbohydrates, and simple sugar included, that we eat. The second is all the time coming from our liver to maintain our blood sugar level. And both of those facts are dealt with when diabetes is present. In other words, the fact of the source of foods, carbohydrates, needs to be dealt with relative to helping a person with diabetes, and the source from the liver needs to be considered and potentially dealt with relative to treating the diabetes. One of those other questions about diabetes was, why care about the subject? Why should you and I care about the blood sugar level in our bodies? Who cares? Well, here's why you care. You care for two reasons. One is, if your blood sugar level, by the way, happens to be too low for one reason or another, usually, well, without going into why blood sugar can be too low, it's in some people, blood sugar levels, if they are below the normal range, will leave you inadequately, will leave the some cells of your body unable to work correctly. So a blood sugar that's abnormally low will mean, first of all, and quickly, that your nerves are not working well appropriately, and specifically your brain. So, if any of us have an abnormally low blood sugar, that immediately our brain begins to not work right. And I don't mean tomorrow or years down the line it doesn't work right. I mean, like, that second, immediately, the brain does not work right. So, it's important that blood sugar not be too low, because we need it in order for us to stay alive and our brain to work to keep us alive, etc. And other cells of the body as well, but brain immediately. How about too high? Who cares if our blood sugar is too high, like with diabetes? Well, who cares? Here's why. There's, I think, of two time lags or time issues related to high blood sugar. Blood sugar that is higher than the normal range. There is an immediate or acute or right now consequence to that if and when the blood sugar is extremely high. I guess I could give you some numbers. Let me tell you that normal blood sugar level is generally speaking, normal blood sugar level is between 70 to, let's say, 120. That's generally a normal blood sugar level. In reality, when we're talking about blood sugar levels, part of what we need to know is how recent someone has eaten some carbohydrates. That is part of what we need to know relative to where the person's blood sugar should be. But generally speaking, let's say 70 to 120 would be generally a normal blood sugar range. When the blood sugar gets below 70, let's say it gets in the 60s, 50s, and certainly if it gets into the 30s and 40s or lower, our brains do not work correctly. We start becoming immediately dysfunctional and can even pass out and sometimes have seizures. Okay, so what if it's too high? What if it's in the range right now instead of 120? What if it's up into the 400s, 500s, 600s, or higher? When that occurs in a human, not necessarily right now, immediate, like with a bad low, like a severe low, it's an immediate problem. Well, within minutes or certainly hours of being in that 400, 500, 600 or higher level, person's going to start having acute-ish to start vomiting. They're going to, their brain is going to have problems working correctly as well. They're going to get physically ill. They're going to become dehydrated. Their blood pressure is going to drop. They're going to be sick with it, usually. Depends on the level. Depends on how long they've had that level. And if it's a repetitive elevation, there is some equilibration or getting used to it that the body can do in the lower high elevation zones, let's say the 300-400s. But in people in the 400, 500, 600s, they can get ill and get dehydrated and sick and vomiting. Okay, that's the immediate or relatively immediate kind of consequences of an elevated high untreated blood sugar. The second category of problems with elevated blood sugars has to do with long-term effects. Long-term effects is what we are largely talking about when we talk about consequences of diabetes untreated in people. And remember, the reason I'm talking about this is why we care, or why you should care. If your blood sugars are running too high, or if you're at risk for diabetes, to help prevent yourself from getting diabetes, because elevated blood sugars over months to years can often do, not necessarily, but in many people, may cause consequences or problems in various arteries of the body. And arteries are the blood vessels that the heart pumps blood through arteries into all of our organs and our brain. And so that's what arteries are. They are the blood vessels that the heart pumps blood via or through arteries to go to our various parts of our body. The parts of our body over long term that can have problems if we have elevated or high blood sugars over long time, years. That starts to affect the arteries of our heart. An early heart attack could occur, often occurs, and will is a major problem. Arteries to the kidneys can occur, can be a problem, and cause kidney failure. Kidney failures, or diabetes is one of the major causes of kidney failure in humans. And then arteries or blood vessels in our retina of our eyes, the blood vessels of the eyes can become abnormal and therefore can be a consequence of elevated blood sugars over years. And the severity of that, of course, but the severity of that can lead to inability to see or blindness. Now, there are also consequences in nerves of the body, such as nerves to the feet and other areas of the body, and large, or often it's the feet, in other words, where the nerves to the feet stop adequately working or stop working correctly and can give chronic pain or chronic numbness of the feet. And then circulation to the feet can be a problem. The nerves have problems in the feet, can have problems in the feet. The arteries and function of the blood getting to the feet can be a problem. And hence, in certain people, it can lead to a need for amputation of either a toe or toes or a foot. So I don't say these nasty things to be a worrywart, but I say these nasty things so that we're on the same page of why it's important for us to pay attention to the issue of whether or not our blood sugars are in the diabetes range and therefore should be worked on to be treated and brought in as close to the normal range as possible. And the reason is to prevent not only the acute kind of problems, but also these long-term consequences that relate to heart kidneys, eyes, and nerves in places such as the feet. And that's why we care. All right. Let's take a little music break, and then I'll regroup my brain. Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills beyond, and you have the show called The Doctor's In, and I'm Ken Logan, family practitioner doctor here in Chico, California, and today I'm discussing diabetes. I'm trying to put out information, kind of overall information about diabetes or blood sugar, the importance of glucose metabolism, blood sugar metabolism in the normal range of such being of importance and why. So I just finished talking about some of the consequences that are possible in untreated diabetes or elevated blood sugar over years, over short haul, but also years. But I realized the one thing that I neglected to talk about when I was speaking about glucose or sugar in the bloodstream and how that needs to be in every cell of the body all the time, every second of our life, for those cells to be working correctly. And included in that is our brain. The reason I zero in on the brain is because brain cells do not have storage glucose in them. Muscle cells, such as heart cells and all our muscle cells, actually have some storage glucose inside them called glycogen granules. So if a person's blood sugar drops too low suddenly, the muscles and heart will do okay for quite a while on the storage. They will be fed by the storage granules of glucose within them. However, brain cells do not have storage granules of glucose in them. They do not. They are 100% relying on the blood sugar itself, the sugar or glucose in the bloodstream itself, in order to function. That's why when you get a low blood sugar reaction, glucose level in the 50s, 40s, 30s, the immediate area of the body that has dysfunction is the brain. That's why, because it does not have storage glucose in them. It's critical. Normal blood sugar is critical for brain function. Well, what I didn't tell you about, and it's important relative to determining or categorizing the types of diabetes and what to do about diabetes, it's critical to know that there is a hormone that is required. There's a hormone that's required to get the glucose out of the bloodstream constantly every second of our life, from the bloodstream into those cells of the body. Glucose cannot just go in on its own, unfortunately, into the cells of the body on its own. It requires a hormone to work, to allow and facilitate that movement of glucose from the bloodstream into all the cells of the body. And that hormone is called insulin. And our bodies have a bunch of hormones. Hormones are proteins that have certain functions. Well, insulin's function, insulin has a couple different functions, but one of the functions that's critical for this subject, it has to do with getting the blood sugar into the cells. If there is no insulin in the bloodstream, there is no life. Glucose will not get into the bloodstream. I'm sorry, will not get into the cells from the bloodstream, and the person will not be alive. It's that simple. So, ongoing need for insulin in the bloodstream. Definitely needed. Where is the insulin made? What gland of the body makes the insulin? It's the pancreas. The pancreas is a relatively good-sized gland that sits in our left upper belly, behind our stomach, near our spleen. It is. It has different jobs. It does, partly in our digestion of food, but. One of its critical jobs is, again, producing our insulin. And the reason that's important to know is because when we talk about the different categories of diabetes, that fact becomes unnecessary for us to know. Okay, so now I want to talk about the different categories of diabetes or elevated blood sugar. In other words, what is the cause of people having elevated or high blood sugars in human beings? There's different causes, and therefore we categorize the causes into types. So, for instance, for the categories of this glucose metabolism problem or diabetes, we have type 1. Diabetes, we have type 2 diabetes, and then we have other causes. And so I want to pick away at those causes briefly so that we can all be on the same page. Different people, different listeners who have elevated blood sugars may have different causes. Family members that have diabetes may have different causes. And again, what to do about it, therefore, is different from category to category. Type 1 diabetes has to do with the fact that, first of all, only about 10% of the people in the world with diabetes have type 1 diabetes. Some people call it juvenile onset diabetes. We don't typically use that term anymore, but we use the term type 1 diabetes generally. It can begin in childhood, often does, but it can occur or begin in young adulthood, or sometimes less commonly, but can occur and begin in an older adult. It is what we call an autoimmune condition. In other words, autoimmune means that the person's body makes a protein or an antibody against some cells, the cells in the pancreas gland that are making the insulin. So, for unknown reasons, there's speculation on that, but I'm going to say for now, truly, unknown reasons, some people's bodies decide to make this autoimmune situation, in other words, antibodies or proteins against their own insulin-producing cells. Don't know why. It just happens. Doesn't tend to run in families, but it can. They're finding various genetic markers that sometimes can cluster in certain families. So generally, it's not a family thing. In other words, if there's a family member with type 1 diabetes, it does not mean that it's likely there will be no one else in the family with type 1 diabetes. Now, there may be some one or two, and there are some smattering of families that do kind of cluster a few family members. And the genetics of that is being is part of the studies that are happening currently relative to type 1 diabetes. But because the person with type 1 diabetes, because there's cells in the pancreas that make insulin or not able to make the insulin, they need to give themselves insulin every day in order to stay alive and to stay as healthy as they can. The question that I asked at the beginning, does insulin come in a pill form? The answer is no, it does not. And the reason for that is insulin, unfortunately, is one of the hormones that cannot be absorbed into the through the gastrointestinal tract into our bloodstream. It is degraded in the gut. So insulin is not able to be given to a human in a pill form. It needs to be injected. It needs to be a solution. It's a liquid. It needs to be injected subcutaneously by the person or by anyone. Now, it could be done in the hospital by a vein in an IV, but it is not a pill thing. Now, I'm not going to talk any more about type 1 diabetes right now. I'm going to talk about other causes so we can understand that there are other causes. Type 2 diabetes is probably about 90% of the people in the world have type 2 diabetes. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. Before I do, I'm going to talk about other causes. Now, the reason, so there's type 1 diabetes, there's type 2 diabetes, and then there's other. And other means there are other reasons that blood sugars are elevated in humans. There are people who have pancreas gland. Remember, pancreas gland is where the insulin comes from. Pancreas gland problems that have nothing to do with autoimmune thing of type 1 diabetes and are not the type 2 diabetes problem. It's just simply that the pancreas has got a problem either, and generally speaking, that's from somebody who's had an inflammation or infection of the pancreas gland for one reason or another in the past. And that can happen from gallstones can get stuck in that duct of the pancreas, unfortunately, and cause a pancreatitis. Elevated, very, very, very high triglyceride levels in the bloodstream. Triglyceride is a blood fat, and sometimes people can have elevated triglyceride levels in their bloodstream genetically, and that can cause damage to the pancreas. Toxins, such as alcohol, in some people can cause damage to the pancreas. Now, we all think of alcohol as a toxin in many people for liver. It could cause cirrhosis and liver failure in certain people. Well, in a smaller number, but nonetheless, it happens. There are people who it causes pancreas damage. In order to save the pancreas, they need to stop alcohol consumption. There are other causes, such as a small number of people on chemotherapy for cancers. I've seen cases where that is the case, where not so much now, but in the earlier chemotherapy days, there are some people who ended up with pancreas damage from that and have diabetes. Cystic fibrosis is an unfortunate medical condition some young people have. It's not real common. It's generally a lung problem, but it also can be include problems with the pancreas and lead to a type of diabetes. In other words, they need insulin injections as well, some of the people with cystic fibrosis. And then type 2 diabetes is the main one. And type 2 diabetes is really follows families. It tends to be a genetically determined thing. It has been called adult onset diabetes in the past. It can occur, therefore, and begin and be found in adulthood, but it can also be found in early, and now we're seeing it in children as well. Children, usually it's older. children, such as in the mid to late teens, can be found with diabetes. And I'm telling you, there's a genetic component to this. If it's in the family, you are at risk yourself for type 2 diabetes. If type 2 diabetes is in your family, generally speaking, it's possible that you're at risk yourself. And some of your children. So what can you do about it? That leads to the question of the information that I want to share specifically has to do with the treatment of type 2 diabetes, the most common diabetes, type 2, no matter how old, if you're a teen or a mid-age adult or an older adult. There's some things that are important that we book beyond, all be on the same page. You, your doctor, your healthcare provider, your family, you and me, be on the same page of. And that has to do with two things: body activity and food. Medicines are one thing as well to treat diabetes type 2 with. I put together a smattering of categorized a variety of diabetes, type 2 diabetes medications. And this isn't all of them. 27. I counted 27 products, medicines. And that's not even all of them. My point is, there's an ocean full of different aspects and different ways of type 2 diabetes. Let me tell you this, none of them are perfect. None of them cure the problem. There's no cure for the problem, but there's absolutely ways of taking care of that problem, diabetes type 2, yourself. You have to. You have to take care of your, treating it from a standpoint of body activity and by foods that you take in. Body activity. Why and what do I mean? Here's what I mean. Being active, being physically body motion active, which means not sitting around all the time, but it means being up and about as best you're able. And by best you're able, I mean there are other reasons. There are reasons why some people are not able to be up and about very much, such as arthritis, such as aging, such as other medical conditions. But I'm telling you, as able as you are, being up and about on a daily basis, such as walking, as simple a thing as being a walking, doing some walking each day. And I mean walking to your, you know, doing simple walking in the store, simple walking to and around your yard, simple and yard activity, and then additional walking. If you're a person with type 2 diabetes or you're genetically at risk for type 2 diabetes, that means it's in your family, then activity, in other words, such as walking daily or other activity regularly, is critical. It's important. And there's reasons why it's important, which I could go into. Has to do with your body's insulin works better when you're active. I don't care if you have diabetes or you don't have diabetes. The insulin of your body works better, more efficiently, when you are active. It works less efficiently when you're not active. And even for the day, you can be active, and it even helps your insulin into the next day, if they find. So being active helps your insulin work better, therefore helps your blood sugar control. Second point about body activity being important. Part of type 2 diabetes has to do with, I already said, genetics plays a major role. Also, you can't do anything about genetics. In other words, you can't get new parents. What you can do, however, is treat some of the consequences of your genetics. Some of the consequences of your genetics when you have type 2 diabetes will have to do with obesity, A word, adipose tissue. Often it's in the trunk area of the body, the belly of the body. And the more the treatment for type 2 diabetes is to decrease the adipose tissue, especially in the truncal part of your fat or adipose tissue on your body. I'm telling you, that's the treatment. How to do it is body activity. And then the second thing is foods and food intake. And what about food intake? And this is the part I'm telling you. What I'm telling you right now about foods is what a family practitioner, me, who's dealt with diabetes for 35 years, knows from experience. And that is foods that are bad and foods that are good. And let me tell you, if you have type 2 diabetes, I'm going to tell you right now, carbohydrates are bad. The dietitian won't tell you that. Well, I guess I didn't mean to say that, but okay, this is Dr. Logan saying this. Carbohydrates are bad. Carbohydrates will, when you have type 2 diabetes, you have, by definition, a glucose metabolism abnormality. Therefore, you want to help your glucose metabolism abnormality as best you can. I already told you that activity, walking, can help your glucose metabolism abnormality by helping the hormone that helps your glucose metabolism, helps your insulin work better, body activity. It also helps burn up calories to help you with weight loss, fat loss. Where was I going with that? Insulin does not work well with more adipose tissue. The person with type 2 diabetes with adipose or fat tissue and genetically increased fat tissue in the trunk, the insulin in the body does not work as well. Your body needs extra insulin in order to normalize the blood sugar. Extra insulin to normalize the blood sugar over years. By the time your blood sugar is elevated, it's because your pancreas has pooped. While you're in the years of being able to keep up with normalizing your blood sugar by your pancreas putting out insulin adequate amounts. And then finally, it gets to a point where the pancreas is not able to keep up. And your blood sugars elevate, and you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I'm telling you, that's the history of how it works in humans. By the time you find out you have elevated blood sugar, it's because your pancreas is pooping out, and your blood sugar is elevated, therefore. What can you do to treat that? You have to lose body fat. You have to, because your insulin will work better with loss of body fat. Body fat inhibits, especially truncal body fat, inhibits the work of insulin. It is why your body had to make more and more and more over the years until it started pooping out. Couldn't keep up. So that's the other reason that body activity, it helps with weight loss, doesn't it? By burning up calories. So that helps with your diabetes treatment. Foods, back to foods. Okay, so you got this glucose metabolism problem. Insulin is not able to work as well. You have type 2 diabetes. Insulin is not able to work as well. Oh no, your blood sugar is elevated. Well, what foods are bad for you? Carbohydrates are. Every mouthful, every swallow of carbohydrate means insulin is required. And I already told you, you've got an insulin production problem. Insulin is not able to keep up. That's why your blood sugars are elevated. When your insulin was keeping up over the year, 10 years prior, your blood sugars were normal. Well, now it ain't because your pancreas is not able to keep up. Your insulin need is in the zone where it can't be supplied. So, therefore, why would you want your food to be carbohydrates. Every mouthful requires insulin to normalize the blood sugar, and I already told you your insulin's screwed up because of how I said. So why would that be? And I already told you earlier in the show, it's not needed. Carbohydrates swallowed from in your food is not needed. Your liver is every second of your life putting glucose into your bloodstream. It's why we stay alive through the night and between meals. And our brain works fine. All our body works fine because our liver, bless its heart, bless its liver, is putting glucose into our bloodstream all the time. You don't need to eat the carbohydrate-rich diet. You don't. It's bad. It's wrong for you if you have type 2 diabetes. You have other sources of glucose all the time, and it's your liver. Protein and fat in the food you eat do not go into the bloodstream as glucose. They do make you gain weight, though. So eating protein and fat is something that should continue, not in excess, because you remember, you're trying to lose weight. You're trying to lose adipose tissue as part of the treatment of type 2 diabetes. It's necessary to lose weight. So you need to not overeat protein and fat either. You need to way undereat carbohydrates. And by the way, the kind of carbohydrate, simple sucks. I'm sorry, that's not a medical word. Simple carbohydrate sugars are not good for you, generally. Carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates, are not good for you, generally, when you have type 2 diabetes. If you are going to eat carbohydrates, be you have diabetes or you be a human being without diabetes, all of us, the more complex a carbohydrate, the better it is for the human body, no matter if you have diabetes or not. If you have diabetes, a carbohydrate is a carbohydrate is a carbohydrate. It's a sugar, it's a sugar, it's a sugar. So you need to eat less of that. Less of that carbohydrate-ness. Fiber is good. Vitamins are good and minerals are good. Therefore, vegetables are good. And I'm talking about a variety of vegetables, the rainbow of colors of vegetables. I'm not talking about yams and potatoes and corn. They are bad. They are carbohydrates. Gosh! I really just threw it all in there. And I didn't even finish what I wanted to do. But, that's right, I gotta do some stuff here. No, that's right. what am I doing? I'm telling you that the Dr. Zoom is made possible by generous contributions from you, the KZ Forest supporters, and by Michael Schull. S-H-U-E-L-L, clinical psychologist offering psychotherapy for adults and play therapy for children. Dr. Schull helps people find meaning and depth in their lives and deal with issues including depression, anxiety, trauma. Dr. Schull also works with children as young as 5, located in Chico. Dr. Schull can be reached at 891-6292 and by Bruce Jenkins, Insurance and Financial Services. Attention baby boomers turning 65, like me, new to Medicare, leaving an employer plan or looking for competitive quotes. Bruce may be able to help you reduce prescription and insurance costs. For answers about Medicare, you can reach Bruce Jenkins by calling 530-781-3592 or at Bruce Jenkins, and Jenkins is J-E-N-K-I-N-S,